California coming in there just real clear. And the Rocky Mountains, particularly starting in New Mexico, going up through Colorado and Wyoming, are coming in.
All right, I'm having a little difficulty picking out the land masses down here today.
That's because of the cloud cover there. It looks like that there are some just broken clouds over the southeastern part of the United States. The northeastern has a little bit more. Looks like Canada is all socked over today, and over that big cap that goes up over the North Pole and over to Russia is just solid overcast.
Roger, we can pick up part of South America. It must be the Andes just above or just to the west of the Terminator down in the southern portion of the globe.
That's right.
Bruce, you should be able to see all of North and South America from where you are. We're going to zoom it in again here, show you a little bit closer. That's maximum zoom right now on the camera.
Roger.
You know, it's a beautiful sight. We're sitting here, and it's almost like science fiction looking back at it, Bruce.
All right, we're beginning to, we can pick out the continents now a little more clearly.
I'm voting for the world being round, if there's any dissenters.
Roger, we'll record your vote on that issue.
And, you know, yesterday we said the San Joaquin Valley was very evident. It sits on a bowl. Even though we're looking at it obliquely, you can still pick it out in a western United States. It's just like a big bowl carved out of the coastal and the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Roger. Apollo 10 Houston, the SPS data has been looked at on both the mid-course 2 and the evasive maneuver, and all the data is good. We'd like to get you to cycle the ALC switch once so we can observe the effect on the picture down here. Over.
Okay, let me go back again. Our monitor went up. There we are.
Roger. You just hold it steady and then cycle it a few seconds to interior and then back to exterior for us.
There's interior now.
Boy, we can really see it washing out down here.
Coming back to exterior.
Beautiful.
And Tom's cutting down the f-stop now a little bit.
Beautiful. What f-stop are you using? If you could stop it down one or two stops more, it seems like the definition is better.
There's F-22 right there.
Okay, hold it there. Hey, Ted, this is Houston. When you stop it down, we get a second or so of excellent definition and no saturation, and then it tends to saturate again up in the North Polar region as though the ALC weren't quite picking up the intensity of the highlights.
Bruce, we will not be able to see them.